Welcome back here to Callan's Drugstore. Max is covered in the Saturday morning edition of the Coach's Corner. Appreciate your time and joining us here on the Saturday. Coming up later in the program, we're going to get a chance to talk Lebanon Park News with Parks Director John Messenger. But we'll leave things off and talk Tigers basketball with Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Albert, a very good morning to you, and welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be here.
Well, good to have you with us here. A chance to bring the folks up to date with what's happening with the program. Last night, the regular season came to an end for the Lebanon Tigers. They wrap up the regular portion of the schedule with a record of 16-8. Not able to get the win last night over Harrison of West Lafayette. The final was 59-46. So now Tigers will start to turn their attention to the state tournament. But you have a few days to prepare for your opponent. And so is that a good thing, or would you have liked to see your team play on Tuesday night?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good thing with some of the injuries and stuff we've had this year. You know, playing three games in a week probably doesn't suit us the best. So, you know, getting a bye is probably a good thing for us this year.
Again, talking Tigers basketball in this segment of the Coach's Corner, give me your evaluation of the Harrison team.
Well, I just thought they were very physical, and they just play hard. They defend you hard, and, you know, our kids, it was a great contest for us to have before we played our sectional. So they did some things that made it really tough on us, and I thought in the first half our kids played back on their heels somewhat and, you know, kept it close for a while, but then they had a nice little run at the end of the second quarter to put them up 16 points. So, you know, I just thought in the first half our kids just weren't ready to play.
Again, Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. In fact, the game began, I think your first three possessions was a miss and a couple turnovers, and that never bodes well to start any basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, the first possession, you know, they were just really physical, and Kobe got knocked around pretty good, and you know, Kobe never kind of got it back together till the second half, and then obviously they got a couple steals out front. And again, it was just the pressure that they put on us, and you know, we weren't ready for it. And again, I just think that we weren't mentally prepared to play last night.
Over the past years that you've been with the Lebanon program, we've seen Tigers wrap up with some pretty strong teams. There was a stretch there where you wrapped up with Noblesville, and then you've now dropped Noblesville and put Harrison there. Is there some thought in your mind that you'd like to see a quality opponent leading into the tournament to give your kids one more taste of good talent before they get ready for the sectional?
Yeah, I mean, I think it benefits you to play 4A teams, you know, throughout the season. Sometimes it doesn't really reflect on your season record because you're playing a tough schedule. But, you know, as long as you have some couple wins, you know, in between those 4A schools, you know, you can keep the kids' confidence up. You know, and again, I just think this group is a group that they're going to come ready to play next Friday, and we certainly didn't do that last night, and I didn't think that our kids thought that the expectations of how hard Harrison was going to play, both on the offensive end and defensive end, I think they just took that for granted, and, you know, after the first half, I think they woke up and realized that, you know, they are as good as what we told them they were throughout the week.
You mean they don't always believe what the coach is telling them?
Not always. I think this group does buy into what we're trying to do and has done that most of the season. But, you know, I think we're getting, you know, as you look at the schedule, you know, we're getting down to the end. We have the sectional draw on Sunday. And, you know, even as coaches, you know, you're kind of ready to go. And I think most coaches in the state are ready. A lot of teams finish on Tuesday, you know, this past week. And, you know, they're looking to get prepared for the next week of sectionals, and, you know, I think even the coach's mentality a little bit was that way this week. So, you know, we're trying to get ready for, you know, our season 0-0 now. We had a really, really good practice season and finished 16-8. That's really a very good record this year, and I think our team continued to get better throughout the year.
Who did you see the most growth out of your team this year?
Oh, I think probably Jake Burns and maybe Drew and Landon Fouts. I think those three guys. And then last night you got to see Jack Burrell and Caden Lark get some time. And I thought those two guys as freshmen have made some great strides late in the season. So, you know, it's just it's nice to have a little bit of a bench here going into the tournament with the injuries that we're dealing with. It's really tough on Reese Jones being a senior. You know, he got hurt in the first game of the sectional last year. Now he's out for this year's sectional, and then, you know, one of the Sloggets is injured and had some knee problems, and he's working hard to get back. And so hopefully he can give us some minutes in this sectional this week.
Talking with Albert Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we break down last night's game against Harrison of Lafayette. Jake Burns, I thought, had a solid game for you. In fact, ended up with 15 points last night. Shot the ball pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, I thought Jake played with just no fear last night. I think that was the difference. I mean, I think he's the only one in the first half that just, you know, Jake's kind of that way, and sometimes it's a really good thing because he just kind of has that attitude of, you know, I'm going to go out there and do my thing, and against teams like Harrison and those teams like that, that's going to make him successful. But sometimes he can get out of whack a little bit too, where that doesn't make him successful. So I felt like he was the only one in the first half that stepped up and took that challenge. And then, you know, at halftime we had a discussion, and especially Kobe and I had a little discussion about his play in the first half, and I thought Kobe did an outstanding job in the second half of kind of recouping about the poor first half that he had.
Again, talking Tigers basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner with Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. So let's go ahead and take a look at the Lebanon sectional. Tigers get to host the sectional this year, and game number one on Tuesday night, we'll have Shortridge taking on Burbuff. And game number two, we'll have Crystal House Academy taking on Indianapolis Bishop Chatard in the 7:30 game. As mentioned, the Tigers won't play their first sectional game until Friday night at 6 o'clock, and they'll play the winner of Shortridge and Brebeuf Jesuit. Looking at things, looks like Brebeuf should be your opponent. I guess they defeated Shortridge earlier in the year by about 60 points. So strange things could happen in the tournament, but probably not 60 points strange.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we'll just have to wait and see who wins that basketball game. I don't think there's, you know, as you said, any question that on paper Burbuff's the best team and probably will advance. But again, right now we just need to, make sure that we're doing things right and preparing ourselves and make sure that we, you know, plan to play our game plan and not so much worry about who our opponent is. I mean, obviously we've got to prepare for both those teams, but you know, you're going to lean more towards Brebeuf. But right now, you know, we just got to correct what happened last night in the first half. And if we do that and we play like we have most of the season, you know, we're going to compete in the sectional.
How about the Frankfort sectional? This is a sectional, you know, familiar with most of the teams. Crawfordsville, Tri-West, Danville, and the Greencastle meet in the first couple games. In fact, they just play one game on Tuesday, Crawfordsville and Tri-West. What do you think about that matchup there?
I think it's a really good matchup. I mean, you've got Crawfordsville, who beat them in the regular season. It's tough to beat a team twice, but I know the Pierces over there do a really nice job of preparing and getting ready. So yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game. Tri-West is up and down. I think Crawfordsville's playing pretty good basketball right now. So I'd probably give the edge to Crawfordsville, but I think it's going to be a really good basketball game.
The other matchup on Wednesday, we'll have Danville taking on Greencastle. Any thought on that matchup there?
Yeah, I think Danville's going to come out of that side. I think they got a really good draw. Frankfort gave them a little bit of problem last week at Danville, but Danville's just got too much firepower for that side of the bracket. So Danville's going to be in the championship game against either Crawfordsville or Tri-West.
And then you have Frankfort playing Monrovia in the second game on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Frankfort gets that game.
All right, and so then the only other team in that sectional, North of Montgomery, will play the winner of Crawfordsville and Tri-West, and whoever comes out of that should be in the sectional final, you think?
Yeah, Northmont's just had a really tough year, and I know the coach over there is working hard with those kids and doing a really good job with those kids, but right now they just don't have enough to get past either Tri-West or Crawfordsville.
Well, the Tigers have a little time off before they get into the tournament play, and again, they'll play the first game on Friday night, and they'll play the winner of the Shortridge Brebeuf Jesuit game, and that game will be played Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and again, all the games will be played at Rosensteel Gymnasium. Coach Hendricks, as always, thanks so much for your time, and good luck to you and the kids as you get ready for the sectional.
Thanks, Scott, for having me, and I think I'll just go home and have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today.
Why don't you do that?
All right.
Again, Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention from basketball and talk park news with John Messenger. He's up next, and this is the Coach's Corner. on Radio Mom.